All right. So these two Wiccan ladies had been living here for some time. They felt they had a problem in their house, and so they called you.
Oh, yeah. And you can, you'll actually hear these women talk in these clips, and you can tell they sound scared. I mean, and they told us, we ask people when we do these interviews, you know, is this something that bothers you? Does it scare you? And
they were almost terrified.
They
were terrified. All right. Well, I can hear a lot of Christians going, yep. Well, what a surprise there. Look what
they're talking about. And it was surprising to me that they really didn't realize what they were involved in.
All right. Let's see if we can discern what they were involved in. The first ones is what?
Yeah, you're going to hear the lady of the house speak, and she's saying... This is what she's saying, and whenever it is down there, she's talking about the basement, and whatever it is down there is not happy with me. He doesn't like me at all. He hurt me twice last night and once this morning. And then I say, and what's taken place? And then she says, I've got that there. You will hear Roger say, I see that. And I say, and this occurred from last night.
Is this referring to the door?
The scratch.
Okay. Oh, the scratch. I'm sorry. Okay.
She had several scratches on different parts of her body.
Right.
They were quite deep. They were very, very thin, almost like somebody had taken a needle and scratched.
And finish what she says. And
she says, and this one occurred today. This one and that one occurred last night. And she's talking about the scratches showing up on her neck. And then I say, let me see your fingernails. And then it sounds like a child that says, it ran away.
Huh. All right, that's what you're listening for, everybody. Here we go.
Well, and whatever it is down there is not happy with me. He doesn't like me at all. He hurt me twice last night and once this morning.
And what's taking place?
I've got that there.
I see that.
And this occurred
last night? This one occurred today. This one and that one occurred last night.
It ran away.
All right, well, that's clear. That's really clear. I mean, at the end, it says... Clearly, it ran away, and that, okay, number one, always these questions, there were no children present?
No, there
Absolutely
was
not.
Four members of the GIS and the two ladies.
It ran away. That's, of course, another very troubling thing about EVP in general. There are so many children's voices in just sheer numbers. Well, what are the numbers, folks? What percentage of EVPs are or appear to be children?
I would say that at least 80% that we get are children.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Honest answer. Good answer. I mean, if you can't explain something...
I mean, there's really no way you could. I mean... All you'd be doing is just really theorizing with nothing to back it up, so.
All right. You know, I want to hear the last part of that, so I'm going to go ahead and cue this up and try and do that one more time. See if you think this is clearly a child's voice at the end. That is to say, what you're about to hear, or if it could possibly be a woman's voice. But clearly it does say it ran away. So here we go. I was trying to discern between a possible female voice and that of a child. Sometimes difficult to do, but that sure seemed clearly a child, didn't it?
Yes, it sounds like a child to us.
Hmm. All right. Did you two get the feeling that you were in the presence of something negative when you were there?
I did. I thought, and I don't know if it's so much what these people were involved in, or if it was what was actually there, I mean, the entity that was actually there. I told Barbara when I was going through some of these voices that I had a feeling, I mean, you'll hear a man's voice, you'll hear a woman's voice, you'll hear a child's voice, all from the same house. And I get the feeling this is all the same, the same entity. I don't think this is different voices.
Really?
It's
like Brennan had the impression that it was some entity playing a game with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you two both feel that the women who were living there opened this door?
Without a doubt, yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, let's go to number two. Still in this house.
Okay, now this one, I recorded right after we had finished the initial interview with these women.
Uh-huh.
And I had recorded this off the laptop. And you're going to hear me say, I thought I still had that plugged in there for a second. I'm just referring to the laptop as I'm getting up to walk downstairs.
Right.
And then you hear a young girl, it's not quite a child, just a young girl, that sounds like she says, Christian tore her clothes.
Christian tore her clothes.
And we've been trying to figure out if this girl is talking about another woman named Christian
or a
man named Christian that tore some girl's clothes.
Or
a Christian.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's rock. Here we go.
Thought I still had that plugged in there for a second.
Wow. Man, that's a good one. Christian tore her clothes. I clearly hear that. Now, I wonder if anybody in the audience hears something different. That seems extremely clear to me. Extremely clear. One of the clearest EVPs I think I've heard in a long time.
And you know what's nice is a lot of these EVPs that we're picking up off the laptop now have been, I think, some of the clearest that we have ever recorded.
A note on number one, I was sitting next to Brendan recording with my digital recorder on that first voice that said it ran away. And I didn't pick that up at all. And we were probably at the farthest away from each other, 3 feet.
So, two machines, but only one gets it.
Yes.
Uh-huh, got it.